back now with Day to Day. Usually on Fridays, we tell you about the new movies that are coming out, but today, hey, it's summer. We have a rare vintage treat. Here is our movie guy, Slate's Mark Jordan Ligon, with the very best of bizarre beach movies.
For connoisseurs of cheesy movies, those who love that cinematic train wreck that is so deliciously bad it's unintentionally good, then these beach movies are for you. In the late 50s and early 60s, beach movies became a national craze, and these flicks had everything, from monsters to surfers to teenagers doing the twist or the hully gully or the mashed potato or whatever rebellious rock and roll dances those crazy kids were doing back then to upset their parents. The first movie we're going to dive into is from 1964, Horror of Party Beach. This weird little film actually was a title first, then they came up with the movie. How's that for passionate storytelling? Oh, everybody do the zombie stomp. No wonder the 60s ended so violently. People stopped doing the zombie stomp. But the teenagers' beach fun is spoiled when a sea monster appears and begins slaughtering beach babes in bikinis.
Some kind of monster's killing people and drinking their blood. Ooh, it gives me the creeps.
Imagine being that thirsty. Listen, girls, I need some gas. We better stop.
Folks, that's the true horror of this film. They actually show the gas prices at the pumps from 1964. They're 26 cents a gallon. And because Horror of Party Beach was a big drive-in hit, they quickly started churning out carbon copies, and the very same year came this epically awful opus. Well, here's a sampler of the actual theatrical trailer of Beach Girls and the Monster.
Beauties in bikinis, laughing, singing, surfing, sinning. Beach party lovers making hey-hey in the moonlight while the monster waits and watches.
And the so-called monsters in both these movies, folks, you could gather some stuff right now out of your closet and put together a more impressive monster costume. These monsters look like someone put a parking cone on their head, painted it green, poured glue over an old suit, and then rolled around on top of a salad bar. Now, going on at exactly the same time were the insanely popular Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello beach movies. One of the most successful of the franchise was 1965's Beach Blanket Bingo. They might not have had mutated sea monsters, but they had everything else. Beach parties, skydiving, bikers, Don Rickles, Paul Lynde, and even a mermaid.
About that mermaid.
I was kidding. There never was any mermaid.
Was there really a mermaid?
Is there a moon? Is there a sky? Are there dreams?
Wow, Frankie Avalon turns into Pablo Neruda there at the end. But the beach movie faded, so in the mid-80s, when teen sex comedies became big because of Porky's, they set a bunch of sex comedies at the beach, and they all had clever titles like Beach Balls, or the rather straightforward Cheerleaders Beach Party. But here's two that are less sleazy, and yet you still might want to shower afterwards. I wanna go to paradise. It's Beach Girls from 1982! This wacky comedy has girls playing volleyball, girls playing frisbee, anything that requires girls jumping up and down, you know? The basic plot is a girl borrows her uncle's beach house in Malibu for the summer. What could possibly go wrong?
What a place! What are we waiting for?
Let's have a party!
And of course, the film is filled with witty Spencer Tracy, Katharine Hepburn-like banter.
Is that a salami in your pocket, or are you just glad to see me?
It's a salami.
And then a beach sex comedy from 1986, Beach Fever, which stars America's favorite house guest, Cato Kaelin. Yes, before we knew him as OJ's buddy, he starred in this film about a scientific experiment gone wrong that accidentally creates a potion that makes men irresistible to women. Cato plays a beach bum who befriends an Asian nerd. Because of the success of 16 Candles and the character of Long Duck Dong, many other 80s films added the funny Asian nerd guy. In this film, the character is actually named Saki.
Onward and upward until we have conquered that universal question and how to get a girl.
Hallelujah, Saki dude. Hallelujah.
Have mercy on me.
Yeah, boing.
We have a trifecta. It's insipid, sexist, and racist. Yes, folks, this film pretty much drove a trident through the heart of the beach movie. Kind of makes you want to head for the hills and not go to the beach. But if you and your friends ever want to have a bad beach movie party this summer, you can't go wrong with this fine sunburned menu. Speaking of sunburn, another way to tell times have changed, not once during any of these movies do you ever hear anyone say, "Don't forget your sunscreen."
Writer Mark Jordan Ligon suns himself in Los Angeles.